DreamWorks SKG. MTV, Music Television Films. Red Hour Films. DreamWorks Pictures presents a Red Hour Smart Entertainment production. Will Ferrell, John Hader, Blades of Glory, a snowy winter scene outside an orphanage. A young, curly-haired blonde boy is ice skating. He weaves and spins near a frozen lake where some older children are playing ice hockey. A handful of priests and nuns, also wearing ice skates, are watching the game, while one priest stands with a man who's observing the young boy closely.
I'll take him.
The boy unzips his jacket as he skates backwards. Throwing it aside, he picks up speed before performing a perfect triple axel. A smiling nun crosses herself as she watches him. Coming out of a dizzying scratch spin, the boy becomes an adult, figure skating at a major sports event.
Jimmy McElroy, the crowd swooning as he comes out of that spin, flawlessly.
They are giving him the love and he is giving it right back.
Jimmy builds up to a big jump.
Here it comes. And he nails it!
The best is better.
Now there's the arm. And you know what that means.
Yes, the galloping peacock, and look at him getting air on that. Flawless, just textbook perfection. And there are very few women in the history of this sport that skate with this kind of beauty.
Come on, Jimmy. Nail it.
Ending the program showing his flexibility. What a great effort.
Jimmy finishes his complex routine.
He couldn't skate any better than that. The performance of a lifetime, Jimmy McElroy.
Elegant with machine-like technical precision.
And there it is. So important to remember that that dove was in his suit the whole time.
Jimmy's renowned for his personal hygiene, Scott. But after that performance, he's starting to reek of gold. While the judges decide Jimmy's fate, let's take a look at this exceptional young skater.
He's a child of privilege. Classic skater, defined by elegance, precision, and an ability to endure great pain. He was plucked from an orphanage at age 4 by billionaire champion maker Darren McElroy. Once a breeder of some of the most successful racehorses in the world, Darren had turned his attention to nurturing athletically advanced human orphans. His ultimate find came in the form of skating wunderkind, Jimmy.
I guess I had a pretty normal childhood.
With his father's state-of-the-art, some say questionable, training methods, this child prodigy was forged into an uber skater. Soon, Jimmy was sweeping the gold, while his trademark Jimmy Curl was sweeping the nation, with kids of all ages fashion drafting right behind their idol. A champion, an icon, a giver. Jimmy McElroy, skating's little orphan awesome.
Well, Coach, you nailed it, Jimmy. You nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it. You got every move exactly like I showed you.
I am so proud of you.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dad, what'd you think?
Decided on our own to do a little flourish off the triple, did we?
Look, I knew I had it. I just felt like it needed a little...
Feeling? We're feeling now? What are you teaching this boy?
Jimmy! Jimmy!
I sent you a cup of my blood. Can you get my blood?
Jimmy!
Come on, please, don't encourage them. Come on.
Move!
They may look cute and innocent, but they're nothing but a beehive for germs and bacteria.
Jimmy!
Remember the slides I showed you?
Jimmy!
They have things.
Oh. You smell like a winner!
Do you mind?
You smell like a USA!
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jimmy!
The judges' scores are
5.9, 5.9, 6.0, 5.9, 6.0, 5.8.
All right, not bad, not bad. As long as that 5.8 doesn't kill us. Hands. Skittles.
Hey, McElroy, is that your routine? Or a performance of Cirque du Soleil? Besides, you're too late. They already handed out the girls' medals this morning.
Shut up, Michaels. That was textbook execution. Same scores I beat you with in Oslo.
Hey, I was on Quaaludes. I don't even remember Oslo. But I remember Boston. And that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named. Hey, step aside, homeschool. There's a new sheriff in town.
The newcomer takes to the ice, dressed in a black cowboy-style costume.
There he is, meeting's outlaw, Chaz Michael Michaels.
He claps his hands rhythmically.
Well, this cowboy is cracking his whip on the haunch of this crowd, and they love it.
Chaz tosses his hat at the judges.
How do you describe something like that? He just uses everything at his disposal. The movement, the music. Triple axel!
Surfing a tsunami of swagger right now.
Well, you know he is. Sex on ice.
Chaz sends the crowd wild with some disco dance moves before hurtling towards them, sliding across the ice on his back.
Hello, ladies. Typical of Michaels, it's not enough just to win. He wants to make love to the crowd.
That's why those seats are so valuable. That's what they want from Chaz Michael Michaels.
Chaz executes a huge leap whilst pointing at Jimmy and mouthing the words, "I want you."
Michael just slipped McElroy a very public note. You have been called out, sir.
Chaz ends his routine with a fast spin and he aims his finger upwards like a gun.
Welcome, Stockholm.
Unreal. An instant classic.
Just when you think you've seen it all, Chaz Michael Michaels walks in with the unrated version.
The undefeatable underdog, ice skating's backdoor lover. Chaz Michael Michaels has come in here and captivated this arena like a stack of classic Euro porn. And so while his scores are being tabulated, let's learn a little bit more about skating's leather-clad Lothario.
Chaz Michael Michaels, an ice-devouring sex tornado. Spawned in the hellfires of Motown.
Troubled childhood? If you call being a 9-year-old kid with a 35-year-old girlfriend troubled.
At age 12, Chaz escaped a life of running cigarettes and illegal fireworks by becoming a star in Detroit's underground sewer skating scene.
The only skater to win 4 national championships and an adult film award.
Which is not to say this rough-hewn heartthrob doesn't have a softer side. He recently published a book of poetry, Let Me Put My Poems in You.
Before a big competition, I like to work with leather. The Native Americans always said that working with hides and pelts releases the soul. These are a couple diaper bags I made for Faith Hill.
2 men, only 1 winner. Will it be Chaz Michael Michaels?
Personal philosophy? Clothing optional. Hope you brought your silver polish, McElroy. That was gold.
That was disgusting.
That, young man, is how babies are made.
Get out of my face.
I'll get inside your face.
Mr. Michael Michaels, please gather your coach, family, and friends, and move to the bench to await your scores.
Hey, traffic cop, get this straight. I don't have a coach. I don't need one. This for friends and family. Chaz Michael Michaels walks it alone. That's why they call me the lone wolf. On my back there.
5.9. 5.9. 6.0.
That's what I'm talking about.
5.9. 6.0.
Another 6.0.
5.8.
Was it good for you, Stockholm? Because it was good for me. Let's have a smoke. Eat that, McElroy.
Those were the same scores I got, Einstein. We're tied.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie.
Yes.
From the United States, Jimmy McElroy.
Yes.
And Chaz Michael Michaels.
Attaboy, Jimmy.
You're fired.
What? I brought you a gold medal.
Now you brought me half a gold medal. If I wanted him to share, I'd have bought him a brother.
It's raining men in the men's singles. Men wearing gold, that is. And they join Team USA's other gold medalists, the pairs team of Strons and Fairchild von Waldenburg.
Strons and Fairchild von Waldenburg, America's brother and sister darlings. The gold standard of pairs figure skating.
Children of beloved Swiss skiing gold medalists Otto and Ella von Waldenburg, the twin dynamos Stranz and Fairchild burst out of the womb and onto the ice, while their sister Katie cheered from the sidelines. Theirs seemed to be a charmed life. Until March 14th, 1987, when their parents died tragically in a car crash. Katie would survive. The world wondered, had Stranz and Fairchild gone into a layback spin from which they could never recover? But the siblings' commitment was such that they were back in the training rink within hours of the funeral. And so tonight, the crowd cheers on their beloved von Waldenbergs.
Well, Stranz and Fairchild, how heavy is that gold around your neck?
Scott, this may be solid gold, but to us it's lighter than air, because dreams never weigh you down.
No, dreams are in your sleep.
Hey, what about the amazing Michaels and McElroy? Two gold medals.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, speaking of gold medals, the winners of the men's singles are taking their place at the podium right now.
Chaz and Jimmy are both standing on top of the awards podium.
This has to be a proud moment for Michaels and McElroy. Yeah. You have to think, the only thing sweeter than winning a gold medal is sharing it with your fellow countrymen.
Gosh, I'm getting sick. You smell like aftershave and taco meat.
Yes, I do. Now scoot over.
Don't touch me. Nobody touches me.
Now there's some jostling atop the podium, and down goes Chaz Michael Michaels. McElroy still waving to throw.
Ow!
McElroy's also down now.
I have never in all my years seen anything this disgraceful on the world stage. I am stunned silent, absolutely silent, Jim.
Get that damn bird out of my face before I break its neck.
A perfect headbutt.
Man. Oh, that's a flame.
The fights knocked over a symbolic torch, the flame igniting a man dressed in a mascot costume. As officials rushed to put him out, Chaz and Jimmy realize that everyone in the crowd is staring at them with appalled expressions. One young girl is so traumatized, she's crying.
As we prepare to hear testimony, Michaels and McElroy will be given a chance to defend their actions and stuff.
Chaz and Jimmy are sitting next to each other before the National Skating Federation.
Love you, Jimmy.
Hey, Nancy Kerrigan.
Hey.
You an official here? Because you have officially given me a boner. I'm a sex addict. It's my cross to bear.
It's a real disease with doctors and medicine and everything.
Let's get started, shall we? If either one of you would like to make a statement before the commission passes judgment, you may do so at this time.
Fans, friends, esteemed members of the committee, I don't know what I can say, but I pray you can all forgive me. More than that, I pray the children can forgive me.
Oh, my God.
I place my future in their tiny hands.
That is retarded.
God bless you. God bless everyone. Thank you.
God bless you, Jimmy. God bless your heart.
Maxim. Last issue. Chaz Michael Michaels is figure skating.
Boom!
Yeah!
All right, duly noted. In accordance with the rules of the International Skating Federation, James McElroy and Charles Michael Michaels, you are to be stripped of your medals and banned from men's figure skating for the remainder of your lives.
Hey, you listen to me, old man!
Okay, guys.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm gonna pop you in the back of the head.
In a limousine.
Banned for life. That's a long time. Jimmy, it'll all work out. It's time for a fresh start.
Yeah, a fresh start, exactly.
Good. Jimmy, I'm unadopting you.
What?
I don't think unadopting is the right word. Legally, I'm disowning you. But it amounts to the same thing, so...
But I've been your son for 26 years.
22, so nobody can say I didn't try. We've had a good run. Now, I think it would be best for all of us if we didn't drag this out. Clean break.
The car pulls up.
It would make it easier for me, Jimmy, if you left now.
Wait.
It's like a Band-Aid. Just rip it off. We'll both feel better.
Darren's chauffeur opens the passenger door next to Jimmy. Looking shocked, he climbs out and stares at a cold and snowy landscape. The car's boot opens, and soon Jimmy's been left at the side of the road with only a few bags of luggage. Three and a half years later.
Hey, everybody, get your tickets for the second show. Second show tickets now available.
A children's show called Grublets on Ice is taking place on an indoor rink. Skaters are performing in elaborate tree and fairy costumes. A worse for wear Chaz is preparing to go on, dressed in oversized robes. He smashes his empty bottle.
I hate you.
And puts on a wizard's head.
I hate my life.
Oh no, it's the evil wizard!
Chaz skates on, looking less than steady. Later, in his dressing room.
I mean, I had it with skating for the judges, you know? Just like, I don't need that. I mean, for me, it's so much more satisfying to see the eyes of a small child, seeing that wonder as they see you skate out there with a big wizard head on, you know?
Nice, really nice.
Hey, Sammy, it's not what it looks like. Sammy, come on, babe. You knew this is how I rolled when you met me.
No, when I met you, you were a great figure skater. Now you're getting stoned with the woodland fairies. I don't even know who you are anymore.
You're living in the past, Sammy. Come on. Me and the woodland fairies, we're living in the here and now. And we're feeling so free. Come on, join us. Woo! Baby! Come on, babe.
Hey, Michaels, let's go. Lace up. Fog machines are primed. Second show is almost three quarters full. You drunk?
No. But this ought to do it.
I would fire you if you weren't so goddamn beautiful out there. You smell like urine.
A lot.
Get your head on.
Jimmy's lacing up a girl's skate in a sporting goods store.
They don't feel right.
That's because I'm not finished. You see, it helps to think of the laces as belonging to three distinct groups. First, foundation.
Ow! They're too tight! Daddy!
Yep.
He's crushing me.
Doing it right takes a little bit longer, but it's worth it.
Hey, what are you doing? She said it's too tight.
Well, but she's wrong. I mean, who are you gonna trust? A little girl or Jimmy McElroy?
What the hell is Jimmy McElroy?
Is there a problem here, sir?
Yeah, this kid is torturing my daughter's foot.
I'm so sorry, sir. You know what, Jimmy? Off the skates. You're on stockroom duty. Now, let's go.
In the stockroom, Jimmy's opening a cardboard box with a utility knife when his greatest fan appears.
Hey, Jimmy. Hector? What are you doing here? You know I have a restraining order against you.
Oh, that thing? You look great, Jimmy. You look amazing. Your hair rocks.
Thanks.
You look so good. Oh, my gosh. Do you look at yourself? I totally want to cut off your skin and wear it to my birthday. It's coming up.
Yeah, listen, it's great to see you, Hector, but I'm really busy right now.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I'll cut to the chase. You gotta start skating again, Jimmy.
What?
It's embarrassing stalking a has-been, you know what I mean? Look, I almost gave up on you. I started working with that Ukrainian skater, you know, the one that looks like Elvis? And I moved to the Ukraine, and it was cold, and everyone had guns and smelled like soup.
I sympathize with you, Hector, I really do, but there's nothing I can do. I'm banned for life.
Don't be so sure. Section 14, paragraph G. A lifetime ban is irrevocable, and the banned skater can never again compete in any federation-sanctioned tournament that exists in such a skater's division. You see? You're only banned from your division, men's singles. You can still compete in pair skating. Pairs.
Jimmy studies the rule book.
How is this possible? I had so many lawyers work on so many appeals.
Because nobody can obsess like I can. Good luck, Jimmy. Oh, and I'm still gonna kill you someday.
Back at Grublets on Ice.
Oh no, it's the evil wizard!
Chaz makes his entrance. Inside the voluminous wizard head, He's drinking from a bottle.
Hey, you little forest creatures. None of you sons of bitches try to be heroes. You hear me?
Hey, Cass. Come on.
Whoa.
It's Gary. What are you doing?
Hey, everyone, this is Gary the squirrel. Now listen up, Gary's been a longtime friend. We've been skating for 2.5 years. I remember when we were hanging out in the bus stop at Tucson. And Gary said, hey, I've got a third ball. I just threw up in here, people. That's the reality. Another layer to the legend. I am nothing but a human onion. In fact, we all are. Oh, encore!
Ladies and gentlemen, Rebels on Ice will be canceled until further notice. No refunds will be given.
Chaz is pelted by the kids.
Oh, bring it on! Let it rain down on me!
In a juice bar.
There's a loophole. I was banned from men's singles, but not pairs. I can skate in the winter sport games again.
I knew it. I knew after 3 years you just weren't checking in. I mean, come on. I moved on, Jimmy. You gotta move on, too.
But I'm a skater. There's nothing to move on to except for winning the gold again and keeping it this time.
You know how hard it is to find a partner? Even if you did, you gotta qualify for nationals. That's a month away. I mean, sign-up is in 2 days.
It can't be that hard. I mean...
Figure skating. Give it up, Jimmy. It's like a cruel bitch mother. She'll seduce you with chocolates and roses and then kick you to the side of the road like a dead raccoon. Forget it. I gotta go. It's good to see you.
Wait, coach.
Jimmy spots a poster advertising auditions for female skaters for Grublets on Ice. Now, he's at the venue, copying down details of the show's skaters from a notice board, when the owner appears.
Jimmy McElroy? Another great welcome through the halls of the Grublets. Welcome to my little production. If you're here to thank me for firing Chaz Michaels, it was my pleasure.
Chaz was here?
Yeah, unfortunately, but it's fantastic that you are here. And yes, no need to ask, I'll consider you for a position.
I'm not looking for a job. I'm actually looking for a female skater to compete with me at nationals.
Are you trying to skater poach?
No.
You're trying to break up my family? Why don't you get out of here before I throw down?
Jimmy hurries away.
Hey, where are you going?
Chaz is walking down the corridor, wearing sunglasses and carrying a large shoulder bag, when he spots Jimmy studying a billboard. Jimmy turns and sees Chaz too.
I see you got fat.
I see you still look like a 15-year-old girl, but not hot.
You crushed my dream.
Dream shit? I haven't had one of those in years.
Zip it, Chaz. Zip it or I will punch you in your crap lousy face.
Hey, this ends tonight. It's
daytime, you douche. Ah!
No. Now it's on.
Oh, so fat.
Chaz pushes Jimmy head first into a prop tree.
Figure skating fans got more than they bargained for today when a children's ice show was interrupted by a street fight between two former champions. Jimmy McElroy and Chaz Michael Michaels, once at the top of the skating world, picked up today where they left off. More than 3 years...
Jimmy's ex-coach has been watching the TV report, and now he uses a remote control to rewind it. He watches a moment in the fight where Chaz picks Jimmy up and whirls him above his head. Coach smiles.
Fans remember Michaels and McElroy as gold medalists who, in a bizarre turn of events, became banned from competition for life. Now I had a chance to sit down with Michaels, and let's just say he's a complex man.
I'm a sex addict, and I'm attracted to women.
Coach replays a moment where Jimmy sends Chaz flying through the air. He looks thoughtful. Later, he's facing Chaz and Jimmy, who are in a jail cell.
Two men skating together? That's a riot. It's a laugh riot.
I don't see what's so funny.
If he was drunk as me, he would.
Look, Coach, I know I said I wanted to skate pairs, but two men? Even if we wanted to, they'd never allow it.
But there's nothing in the rule book that says you can't.
That's not my style. Chaz Michael Michaels goes it alone, okay? That means no coach and no partner. Especially not a dude. Especially not the precious
and pampered Richie Rich.
You just shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I know more than you think I know. Hell, I know more than you know you know.
No, you don't. You can never keep up with my flawless technique. That's why I floored you in 02 and the spring of 99.
Technique doesn't get you 18 medals and a Christy Yamaguchi Lifetime Achievement Award. I am figure skating.
Stop it! For 3 years, I've been trying to get over the nightmare you two created. I wasn't sure I'd ever forget it. Now, maybe underneath all your bullshit, we can still find something beautiful.
I don't know, Coach. I mean, I'm really desperate to win that gold, but...
But what? How's the partner search coming, kid? What's so funny, Cool Whip? You getting a lot of satisfaction from those $15 hookers?
I am never satisfied. It's a curse.
The registration for the national finals closes in exactly 12 hours. Now, let me ask you boys a question. Do you want to make history?
No way. This guy cannot hold my jock sweat.
I can hold it all day long. Try me.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you should.
You challenging me, Princess?
I'm not inviting you to the Skating Federation's annual Christmas party.
Then bring it on.
It is on.
Good. We're in agreement then.
What?
What?
Well, welcome back to competitive skating, gentlemen. I'll pick you up in the morning.
No help.
Dressed in flamboyant animal skin patterned outfits, the Van Waldenburgs arrive at the National Figure Skating Association.
Here we go. Showtime.
Strong, Fairchild, Melissa Kelly, ESPN2.
So, let me ask you, any thoughts on the competition? And what does a new gold medal mean for you?
It doesn't mean as much as winning America's hearts. That's very important to us.
No, we haven't seen you in about 3.5 years. What have you been up to?
Skating.
Now, apparently, you're dedicating this performance to the...
Jimmy's dressed in white and Chaz in black as they arrive for the sign-up. Jimmy stops beside Katie Van Waldenburg.
Sorry.
Kat?
What?
Fill this out.
No.
Yes. I'll get yours, Jimmy.
Who is that girl?
You mean Katie Van Waldenburg?
She's Strons and Fairchild's sister?
Fairchild's legs and Strons' ass. Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped, like in a bottle.
All right, boys, let's go do this loud and proud.
What are you two doing here? You know damn well I'm not letting either of you sign up. They're banned.
I'm not here to sign up Michaels or McElroy. I'm here to sign up the pairs team of Michaels and McElroy.
Thank you.
Now, there's your front page headline.
Jimmy, can you wave this band?
Fairchild von Waldenburg.
Two men skating together, and in our division, no less? Why, Strons? Why is God singling us out for the greatest suffering the world has ever known?
I don't know, sis. Those two are nothing but a couple of freaks.
Yeah, and the media loves freaks.
It makes my blood boil. All they're doing is just leeching the dignity out of our beloved sport.
You know, I'm not a violent person, but I would like to hold them down and skate over their throats.
Guys, maybe if you concentrate on the skating, people will forget all the hype, and they'll focus on the purity of the sport and the spirit of honest competition. You guys just want to cheat again, don't you?
That's a good idea.
Much better.
Katie, please, will you just take this camcorder, okay? I don't know how to turn it on. Thank you.
No, I'm not spying for you again.
We're just asking you to discreetly tape their practice routines.
Find someone else.
What's that, Mother?
Don't.
You and Father are sad that you were killed driving Katie to her ice skating lesson all those years ago? Yeah, me too.
Remember how they used to be alive?
Papa? I can't hear you, Papa. What are you... You're crying? Still in heaven? You're still dead?
Fine, I'll do it.
Yes. Now you're playing for Team Von Waldenburg.
A car arrives at an isolated house.
All right, you'll be staying here for the duration.
Chaz shoves Jimmy inside.
You're gonna skate as a pair, you'll live as a pair. And if you're at all interested in self-preservation, you take off your shoes before you set foot on the Berber.
Why would we step in baby food?
He's talking about the carpet, Berber.
What are you, the rug doctor?
Maybe I am.
I'm the rug master.
What's that even mean?
Just shut up and take off your damn shoes.
In a bedroom.
Bunk beds?
I don't share rooms.
I don't share shit. The night is a very dark time for me.
It's dark for everyone, moron.
Not for Alaskans or dudes with night vision goggles.
All right, this is gonna stop right now. From here on out, you guys are a team. Do you understand? You are going to eat together, sleep together. You are going to pee together. You're gonna file a joint income tax return. Practice starts now. End of discussion.
Chaz petulantly throws his bag down. Later, in the bathroom.
Hey, I just put those in order.
I need some counter space too.
Mane and tail? Is this horse shampoo?
Yes, it is.
Do you use this stuff on your hair?
Uh-huh.
For a lustrous coat. Does this actually work?
You bet your ass it does. Makes my hair shine like Orion's belt out on the ice. And then I brush my hair 100 times with this.
He opens a box.
Cool brush. Not just a brush, but a verticale. Handmade in Italy. They carve it out of illegal whalebone. They only make 11 of them a year. This one cost me $12,000 or 30 million lira. Perfectly balanced. Low drag. Minimal torque.
How minimal?
I bet you'd like to know. Hey, help yourself to the mane and tail all you want, but don't even look at the verticale, because I will knock your block off. No exaggeration, I could not love a human baby as much as I love this brush.
He kisses it tenderly before replacing it in the box.
I called Top.
Sorry, I already called it in my head.
What? No, you can't do that. This doesn't count.
Yes, it does. Get used to it, Jimmy. You're in Chaz's world now.
You know what I permanently called shotgun?
You do not get shotgun every time. What is this place? It smells like fish.
Oh, sweet.
This ice has not been properly zambonied. Where's the warm down room?
We don't have any of that. What we got is a cold storage unit that a buddy of mine let me flood with a garden hose.
Nice choice, Coach.
Turned out well. The dance lift, the press lift, the twist lift, the side-by-side jump, the throw jump, all of these are weapons in a pair skater's arsenal, and used properly, they can slay your opponent. Used improperly, you can break every bone in your body. All right, gentlemen, waltz position.
Chaz and Jimmy skate towards each other. Chaz takes Jimmy's hand with a look of distaste.
You know what, dude, your hand has to be on top.
No way, the girl's goes on top.
Yeah, ergo. Chick.
I'm not the girl, I'm stronger.
No, I'm stronger and don't have a vagina.
You are not stronger. Watch this, fat ass.
Fat ass.
It doesn't really matter. It's waltz position. One guy, you put your...
You see that? It's pure pec, bicep, and tricep.
Jimmy, get off your hands. You're gonna need those later. Now, come on.
All right. Okay, you know what? I can do something cool, too.
Chaz.
You're so tough, huh? I'm not fat. I can do this.
Chaz, put your skates back on.
No, it's too late. They're off. Look, I'm like lightning.
Put your skates back on. Woo! What are you doing?
Yeah.
Got that.
Oh, yeah?
Jimmy, you put your clothes on. Jimmy, damn it.
Watch my icy hot super slide. Do it.
I will.
It's not going to matter because you're flat in front like Ken.
Stripped to his underpants, Jimmy slides across the ice on his front. He crashes into some fish boxes and clambers up, examining some bloody grazes on his chest. Coach points at him.
You're the girl.
What?
You're my pretty lady, McElroy.
Wait, why?
Because you whine like one, and no one can lift your fat ass. You're on a diet starting now.
That's what are you right. talking about?
Let's go, come on!
Is this about my muscular thick thighs? Could one of y'all pass me a biscuit?
You got another 5 miles, then you get a Luna bar.
Come on.
So, Coach, I was thinking about the music for our routine.
Really?
We're gonna skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas. What you gonna do with all that junk inside my trunk? I'm gonna get you drunk off my lady hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I'm not skating to anything with references to lady humps. I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
It's
no, that's enough! Why do you guys keep doing that?
As soon as Coach has left the room, Chaz quickly gets off his treadmill and stuffs bread into his mouth from a table.
Coach!
Shut up!
Chaz gets back on the treadmill.
Run us some chicken!
Two men. Together, you really gonna go through with this, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course. Why not? I mean, I need your help. What do you say?
Look, I'm just a choreographer. What do I know? Bring him by the dance studio tomorrow.
Great.
I'm not a magician. I ain't making no promises. I'm just saying that I'm gonna do what I can do. Your problem is your boundaries. That ends today. Out on my dance floor, you won't know where one man's body ends and another begins. Because if you can't dance with a man, you damn sure can't skate with a man. All right? So come on, let's go. Jimmy.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That boy, Jimmy, come on. Okay, break it down. Show me what you got. Okay, that's a start. That is a start.
Jimmy and the choreographer, Jesse, dance together. As Jesse moves in closer and gets more intimate with Jimmy, Chaz watches, looking uncomfortable. Now, the two skaters are back in the cold storage warehouse, practicing some skate moves. Katie's in the building, discreetly videotaping, as Chaz spins Jimmy, who then crashes into a nearby storage crate.
Hits in your face, you're gonna make it harder for yourself. Just enable them.
Fairchild and Strands are watching Katie's footage.
Rewind it, I want to see his headbang down again. Oh!
A series of dance exercises.
No. You act right or you leave my studio. Beautiful butterfly into a prayer. Nice intro. Let him get it out. Release the jimmy. Easy, see? Release. It's good.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Jimmy and Chaz brush up on their dance skills at the studio and rehearse their jumps at the warehouse. Chaz launches Jimmy into an aerial spin from which he lands perfectly.
Oh, you nailed it!
Yes, I did. See that? Pure power. You could use a nickel's worth, Junior.
Well, maybe if you release me at that quarter turn, I wouldn't have to save your ass with my landing.
It's called improvisation. Even your precious Kenny G does it.
I have one Kenny G.
Well, at least they're getting the moves down.
Can they do it in front of five judges and 30 million people?
National Figure Skating Championships.
Denver, Colorado. Last stop on the road to the World Winter Sport Games in Montreal. The finest skaters from all over the country have trained tirelessly for years for their chance to make it onto the world stage. But all those stories have been eclipsed now by what many dub the sideshow of the century, the male-male pair of Jimmy McElroy and Chaz Michael Michaels. The anxiety was palpable when they arrived this morning as the skating community continued to voice its outrage.
Those two are turning the sport into a freak show.
As if figure skating wasn't gay enough already.
Let me show you something. Does that look right to you?
Nothing in here about two men skating.
That blonde chick's a dude? Oh, man.
Now let's join Strantz and Fairchild von Waldenburg as they wind up their routine, an edgy look at urban culture told in the language of the streets.
And boy, look at them. They're really having fun with this.
Bling is king. This pair is willing the crowd into a frenzy.
Fairchild and Strantz's outfits are styled like urban street fashions. Strands spins his sister over his head before they finish the routine facing each other.
Wow, flawless as always.
These two blue-eyed funk machines are going to find themselves popping and locking their way to the championship in Montreal.
And those good vibrations seem to have spread all the way through this arena.
One!
A floor manager.
You guys are up.
And now the moment this crowd has been waiting for, and how is this going to work? Completely different skaters, known to be enemies of one another, combining to be the first male-male pair team in the history of the sport.
Either the locked-in technical style of McElroy will not mesh with Michael's improvisations, or they create great music together and reinvent the sport in their own image.
Jimmy and Chaz get ready to start.
They're laughing at us.
Hey. They laughed at Louis Armstrong when he said he was going to go to the moon. Now he's up there, laughing at them.
Well, they title this routine Fire and Ice. They've always been that way as competitors, as individuals. And now as a pair team, so appropriate.
Chaz clasps his hand on Jimmy's side, and Jimmy slowly places his own hand on top of it. I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Their routine begins with Jimmy gracefully circling Chaz while he remains stationary, striking a series of dramatic postures. I could spend my life in this. They come together again, each with their arms held wide, and they kneel down facing each other before leaning backwards with practiced elegance. Still facing each other, they get to their feet again. Jimmy spins and they skate off together, the crowd watching in bemused silence.
So far, so good.
Some people exchange looks of puzzlement.
Their first move so difficult. Throw, triple axel.
First throw.
Oh, man down. What an unbelievably disastrous beginning to this routine.
Never fall once in competition.
Come on, take my hand. We can do this.
And they're up.
Come on, Denver, get off your asses. Let's go.
And the crowd responds. It's the first time they've shown them any level of support.
They both spin into the air.
Side by side, double axles, beautifully delivered.
Coach applauds.
And again, a male-male pair team. They're doing things that no other pair would dare to do.
Chaz lifts Jimmy above his head, holding him at the crotch. He has a sour expression on his face as Jimmy then hangs upside down in front of him. Each man has the other's groin near his face. They break out of the move and soon adopt a new one, with Jimmy facing outwards with his legs wrapped around Chaz's waist.
So many moves in this program I've never heard of before.
The crowd applaud as the two skaters separate. They speed to opposite sides of the rink before powering their way back towards each other. They slide with their legs open, till they collide with a thumping impact of their groins.
Unbelievable finish to an incredible routine, and they've won this crowd over.
Yes!
This might be enough to send them to Montreal as the first male-male representatives the sport has ever seen. History in the making.
Jimmy and Chaz get to their feet. They nod to each other, and Jimmy acknowledges the crowd's applause with a balletic bow before Chaz throws his hands into the air, flames leaping up from his fingers.
Woo! Yeah!
We love you, Denver! City by the Bay! John Denver!
They skate off.
Is the fire really necessary?
Ask them.
Coach greets them.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm so proud of you. Good job.
Katie stops to speak to Jimmy as she passes by.
You guys were great out there.
Oh, thanks. I'm Jimmy.
I know. Katie.
I know. I like your buttons.
Come on, scores your own.
Good luck.
You too.
Did you see that? They were actually pretty good.
Yeah, they were really good. Way to go. None of what they did was on your video.
That's all right. Let's not let them get into our heads.
Into our head? Not only did we embarrass Marky Mark, we let down the Funky Bunch.
9, 5.8, 6.8.
Yes! We're going to Montreal, bitch!
Wow! Well, it's all smiles here in the Crest Kiss and Cry area. You're the guys everybody's talking about. How does it feel?
You know, we're just so grateful for this wonderful opportunity to be out here on the ice.
The Eichels and McElroy are a freight train from hell, okay? We're going straight up the ass of the competition, Scott. Woo! Woo!
I'm not going to say wow, but wow.
Oh, they got by in 97% adrenaline and 3% bullshit. If they want to take home the gold, they got to do something spectacular.
Robert, I know where this is going. How many times do you have to make the same mistake?
Till I get it right. You got to trust me, Jesse. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in a cage of fear.
At the house.
Top of the morning.
And it is a beaut.
Do you mind? I'm trying to eat here.
Just thought you'd like to see what a skater's body really looks like. Hmm? Go ahead, drink it in. Don't be shy. Looking's for free. Touching's gonna cost you something.
Jimmy looks at Chaz's tattoos.
Checking out my ink. Some people refer to me as the Illustrated Man. Each tattoo tells a different tale. They're like chapters of my life.
Really? So, what's that one about?
That one represents the Dragon Lady. You might know her as Michelle Kwan.
That's Michelle Kwan? Most decorated figure skater in U.S. history? You tapped that?
Sure did. But perfection can drive a woman mad. She was ready to quit, hang up her skates, settle down, and pump out a few little chaslings. Couldn't let her do it. Not the way I roll.
So, what's that one with the horse?
My blonde Ukrainian she-devil.
Not Oksana Bayul. At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
But don't let her fool you. She's as cold as the ice she skates on. She's like dry ice. Wait, she's colder than that. What's colder than dry ice?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what is. Oksana.
What about that one on your shoulder? Who's that?
That one? It's nothing. What about you? You got any tats?
I had my face painted at the Blueberry Festival one year.
Seems about right.
Well, I could have one. I could have a killer one. I have a crush on the enemy. Katie Van Waldenberg.
Good choice, my man.
Yeah. How's that for forbidden love?
I have no idea, but I'd like to find out.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm calling her. Or rather, you
what?
Are.
No, I can't do that. That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
What am I supposed to say? No, you can't.
Let's bring it. Go.
Sorry. Maybe it's Nike.
Van Waldenberg Companies.
Talk. Can't. Relax.
Hi. It's Jimmy McElroy. Is Katie there?
It's McElroy. For her.
What? For me? Why?
How do you do it? I'll coach you. Get on the phone.
It's John.
Okay, yo, it's the Mac Attack. What up?
Yo, hi, it's the Mac Attack.
What up?
Okay, say, oh my, you're just catching me getting out of the shower.
Sell yourself.
You know,
you just caught me getting out of the shower.
She just got out of the shower.
Oh, me like
it. No, I have to call her back.
This no, are you insane?
No, shit,
get back on the phone. Say, shower, I gotta get me one of those, because I just got back from the gym doing my squat thrusts.
I gotta... Yeah, shower. I need one of those. I just got back from the gym.
Doing my squat thrust.
Squat thrust must be hard. Real hard.
Squat thrusts are hard.
Real hard.
Real hard.
They're hard, all right. But it's worth it to get a sweet burn deep in your thigh.
It's worth it to get a deep burn in my sweet thighs.
You know how you can soothe a nasty burn? Pour some sweet cream on it.
Do you know what you can do for a burn? Pour sweet cream on it.
Oh, my God, you've bagged a wild legs. Okay, say, sounds to me like a cream needs to be whipped. And they go,
I was wondering if you wanted to get a snow cone sometime?
What?
Yeah, I would like to get a snow cone. I haven't had a snow cone in a couple of years,
actually.
No, you
have to be sexy. Say you want a snow bone.
Okay.
Snow bone.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight. That sounds great. It will get me time to get my jugs waxed.
Okay, well, I'll see ya.
What's the word?
8 o'clock tonight. We did it! Nice lift.
All right, listen up. You guys barely squeaked by at Nationals. How are we going to compete against teams that have been doing this for years? There's only one way. Okay, what do you guys have that none of the other teams have?
Twin dongs?
Exactly. We have to do something that only two men can do together. Something never seen before. Jesse, put in the tape. Come on, put in the tape, Jesse.
Reluctantly, Jesse puts a tape into a video player.
Thank you. Jimmy, I never told you this before, but I used to coach pairs. I was on track to head up the Olympic squad. I wanted it badly, so I developed a move. A move the likes of which the world had never seen before. A move so revolutionary, so dangerous,
that would have catapulted the team that stuck it straight to the top. But like many revolutionary ideas, it just scared the shit out of the establishment. So I quit. And I took it to the one place on Earth batshit crazy enough to give it a try. North Korea.
Of course.
Behind the bamboo curtain, they call it the Iron Lotus.
On the TV screen, footage of a pair of figure skaters.
Look at the grace, the beauty. They almost have it. Until...
After throwing his partner in the air, the man inadvertently decapitates his partner with his skate.
Okay, what do you say? Let's give it a try.
Are you nuts?
What? That's crazy.
Come on, what are you talking about? See, after all these years, I know what went wrong. The physics were off. It was a man and a woman. That's why it didn't work. You're two men. You should be fine. Be warned. The Iron Lotus demands your respect. She has no time for lone wolves, Chaz. Jimmy, you've got to be willing to improvise. You two are the last pieces of the puzzle. Go on, fit them together.
Chaz practices swinging Jimmy on the ice.
Keep your speed up. Keep it up. Jimmy, don't let your legs buckle. Come on, Chaz, focus. Focus.
One of Jimmy's skates slices Chaz's thigh, and they both collapse onto the ice.
Nutsack!
Hey! You gotta be careful, man. Unlike you, I actually use these things.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. You're right. I'll try to be more careful next time. Sorry.
Hey, look, I didn't mean to drag your balls into the discussion. That was uncalled for. They're fine. I overreacted.
All right, gentlemen. Let's get up and try it again.
They get back on their feet.
Let's do this.
It's nighttime as Jimmy and Katie walk through the games village together.
This is my favorite place growing up. By the way, you look really nice.
Oh, really? I like your glitter tooth necklace thing.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Floyd, can I have another blue one?
You guys were so good at nationals. It scared my brother and sister. They wanted me to spy on you.
Really? Is that why you're going out with me right now?
No. Really. I don't care if they win. I don't care about skating at all. I mean, really, what's so great about skating anyway? It's basically just gliding, trying not to fall, with a couple of jumps thrown in, right? And spandex, and glitter, egos. Ice blows. Sorry.
But it's not the ice. It's what the ice lets you do. Out there, I feel like I can do anything. It's the only place where life makes sense. You've never skated?
When I was a kid, a little. But my brother and sister don't like anyone to steal their focus.
My life was nothing but focus. You know what I got for my 10th birthday? A 6-pack of protein shakes and a subscription to Men's Health.
I didn't have a 10th birthday. My sister told all my friends I was in jail for armed robbery.
When I was 9, my dad insisted on having me circumcised to minimize wind resistance.
While driving me to skating practice, my parents were in a fatal accident. My brother and sister blamed me for their death, and they forced me to work for them, like a slave.
Jimmy leans forward, and they share an awkward first kiss, working their mouths against each other in an inexperienced and slightly incompetent manner. After a moment, they break it off.
Wow. I never really thought of that as a romantic story before.
They continue eating their snow cones. Next day, at the warehouse.
So how'd it go with your lady? Carve up any ice? With your wiener?
All right, ladies. Tea party's over. We got 2 days till Montreal. I want to see an Iron Lotus.
Chaz accidentally beheads a dummy time after time with his skate.
Okay, try it again. You're gonna kill him! Watch the blade! Come on! Try it again!
The ice is littered with mannequin heads.
One more. I'm really close.
Now, television sports coverage.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Orbitz World Winter Sport Games here in beautiful Montreal, Canada. The world turns its eyes now to this frozen sanctuary as the globe's finest athletes arrive to compete and to revel in the glory that is sport. And so now we are honored to bring you the wonder, pageantry, and spectacle of these, the 20th World Winter Sport Games.
A press conference.
Didn't you once say, and I quote, Jimmy McElroy is a lifeless robot on the ice?
You would never say so.
Yes, I did. But I was referring to the precision and beauty of robots.
If they'd published the rest of the quote.
They did publish the rest of your quote. You go on to say, I've had lint at the top of my ass crack with more personality than that daddy's boy, end quote.
All right, Mr. Smart Reporter. Showing off. Figured out how to work the Google on the internet machine. Well, here's a new quote for you, all right? Chaz Michaels and Jimmy McElroy are figure skaters. Boom!
Jimmy! Has pair skating helped your popularity?
Absolutely. I have the best fans in the world. I mean, we have the best fans in the world.
No, that's in the other room.
Chaz looks surprised as Jimmy answers the journalist's question in her own language. Strands.
Great. Press loves them, and now so do the sponsors.
Strands. So, Katie, it looks like your date went really well the other night, huh?
What? I guess so. Why?
No reason. I was just wondering how it went. Did it go well?
Yeah, we had snow cones.
Oh, that's so great.
And we saw this ice sculpture.
We want you to turn your attention to Chaz now.
What?
McElroy's heart is like a beautiful apple that's in your hand, and now you need to bite it. Nothing breaks up a team faster than...
Herpes. Jealousy.
No. I'm not going to make Chaz Michael Michaels fall in love with me.
Who's talking about love? We just want you to have sex with him.
What? No, I am not going to have sex with Chaz.
Come on, Katie. Do the honorable thing here.
The honorable thing is to walk away, and that is exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, Sean, let her go. It's okay. She's made up her mind. We'll just move on to plan B.
What's plan B?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry about that. You stood your ground. Good for you. We respect that. But if something should happen to your new boyfriend's leg, I don't know, under his knee or above his ankle, at least you did the honorable thing.
In Chaz and Jimmy's shared bedroom.
Where are you going?
Sex addicts meeting. Turn weakness into strength.
Good for you.
Thanks, brother. Have a good night.
See ya.
Chaz opens the door.
This must be for you.
He throws a toy monkey he finds on the floor outside to Jimmy. Jimmy finds a note attached to it which reads, Jimmy, my room at midnight. Katie.
So glad you're all here. Okay, let's get started. Chaz, would you like to start the day off by sharing?
I was just trying to find some peace. A haven, a place where I could feel safe.
And then what happened?
Well, she was my yoga instructor. So I knew she was limber.
Yeah. But you, Chaz, you realize this would just set you back and further hurt your progress in maintaining control over your libido, correct?
Yes. Thank you, Taylor. Okay. Definitely. Until her friend, massage therapist, walked in the door, naked.
Easy, Chaz.
A big bottle of canola oil and a monkey who was trained to work on a video camera. And she rocked my world.
Okay. Guys, Chaz, I have asked you to leave before, and I don't want to do it again.
Taylor, come on, man.
Let's just move on. Who'd like to talk about chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, etc.?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was having sex. A lot.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I know her.
I'm Katie.
And?
Oh, and I'm a sex addict.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Why don't you go ahead?
Wow, so you're a sex addict, too.
Sex, sex, sex. What can I say?
Right,
Right, I mean, you said it all. It's such a burden. I mean, people don't realize what we go through on a day-to-day basis.
Why don't you come to my room tonight and we can comfort each other? 11:55, sharp.
The counselor pulls up in his car.
Come on, people, break it up!
The other sex addicts have coupled up and they scarper, leaving Chaz on his own. Later, he's reading from a card as he walks up to Katie's hotel room.
God grant me the serenity not to have sex with my friend's girlfriend. The courage to go home tonight without having sex with my friend's girlfriend. And the wisdom to know that masturbation is sometimes the most sensible solution. Yeah, okay.
She answers in a saucy black corset.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You're right on time. Come in.
Turning away from him, she immediately looks anxious.
Would you like some champagne?
No. No, I can't. Actually, I just came by because I had something I had to say to you.
What?
Do you have a bathrobe or a parka you could put on?
Sorry, I'm hot. Right. Wouldn't you feel more comfortable saying what you need to say from the bed?
Probably not.
It's a posturpedic.
Oh, well, then in that case, it's good for my back, so might as well try it. Here goes. I know that sex addiction is a disease. Oh, God, they feel so good. God, this is so wrong. Jimmy's my friend. I'm not gonna do this.
Wait, do you really mean that?
Yes, I think so. No. Yes, I do. I do. I can't go through with this.
Thank God.
Oh, God, what a relief.
Yeah.
He's got a heart of gold.
Oh.
Jimmy's walked in.
You sex demon? You sex fiend?
No, you got it all wrong.
Impure. Impure!
Jimmy, wait!
Jimmy, wait! Brother man!
No, not
Jimmy!
Chaz runs after him.
Hey! Jimmy! You! Jimmy, no! Damn it!
Chaz picks up a phone.
Come on, pick up. Come on, buddy.
Hey, it's Jimmy. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Jimmy, hey, it's me, Chaz. Look, what happened back there, so not a big deal. Just think of it as like a boob handshake. Between me and your lady's... Look, that's not coming out right. I'll explain it. Call me back, please. It's me, Chaz. I'm committed to this thing called friendship. And I ain't going nowhere. And if you think I'm going anywhere, you're wrong. You know why? Because I will not back down, ever! I've won a lot of radio contests because I refuse to get off the line!
If we went to a Halloween party, dressed as Batman and Robin, I'd go as Robin. That's how much you mean to me. That was stupid that I said that. You know what? No. I don't think that's stupid. I'm glad that I said that.
Hey, turd face. Guess what? I've taken every single one of your teddy bears and I've stuffed them down my pants. Hey, yikes. Sorry. For about a month, my urine smelled like marshmallows.
Don't wanna close my eyes. Don't wanna fall asleep. 'Cause I miss you, Jimmy. And I don't wanna miss a thing. So call me back now!
It's Jimmy. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Hey, it's me again. Jimmy, please, call me back so I can explain.
Hey!
Wow, nice work. Somebody got busy in a big way.
Scene of the crime.
For your information, I didn't have sex with Chaz.
Fine, make love, whatever.
I didn't sleep with Chaz.
What?
But congratulations. I feel as slimy as if I had.
Where do you think you're going?
To make this right. Jimmy needs to know the truth.
You would do that to your own family?
Don't give me that guilt trip.
After all we've done for you, after all you did to Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad were not wearing their seatbelts, and they made an improper left-hand turn.
Oh, come on, Kitty, don't go. We love you and stuff.
Look, it's up to us, okay? We are forced to take Michaels and McElroy out of play, no matter what.
That might require some bad behavior.
Hello and welcome to day 3 of the Orbitz World Winter Sport Games. The best Chinese and Russian pairs have fallen away, setting up the ultimate gold medal showdown. Just 2 pairs remain, both American, both hell-bent on reaching the top.
And it's come down to this. Tonight, they leave it all on the ice. The big story here is the men's pairs figure skating team of Michaels and McElroy.
And these same gendered sensations have taken center ice in the hearts of millions of skating fans everywhere. They've literally taken this sport by storm.
Chaz is awoken by a call from the coach.
Jimmy's here at the arena, you ass.
He's been staring at a pack of gum for 9 hours. What'd you do to him?
I'm on my way.
Chaz grabs his gear and rushes outside.
Taxi!
He gets into a cab being driven by Strands.
World Winter Sport Games. And yes, I am Chaz Michael Michaels. Hey, Strands.
Hi.
He knocks Chaz out. Fairchild's wearing a raincoat as she swipes a pair of handcuffs from a Mountie's belt and follows Jimmy along a crowded corridor. Turning away as he stops to sign autographs, she continues her pursuit, pushing aside the little girl who approaches her. Chaz is tied to a chair.
Sorry, Chaz. Nothing personal. Actually, it's quite the opposite. See, your days of stealing the spotlight are over.
You crazy bastard!
Strand steps out of the skate storeroom, leaving Chaz pulling at his binds. Looking over his shoulder, he notices several racks of blades. Fairchild's dragging Jimmy by his hair.
What are you doing?
She handcuffs him to a rail in a toilet cubicle.
You're evil! Pure evil! Your whole family's evil! Your brother and... most of all, your sister!
Don't even think about putting us in the same league. If she was half the woman I was, she would have done her job and slept with your partner like I told her to.
She didn't?
No, she couldn't. Because of you. I don't get it.
Fairchild bends the key.
Rose, get me out of here! Somebody help me!
Rubbing the ropes around his wrists against one of the skate blades on the wall, Chaz manages to free himself. Hopping outside with his ankle still tied together, he falls onto the snow and begins cutting away at his binds with a black skate.
Whoever invented rope was a real a-hole.
I get late, sis. My hair is just not cooperating. Oh, crap.
Finding the skate storeroom empty, Strands runs outside to find Chaz putting on his skates at the edge of a frozen river.
Chaz, is little Lord McElroy gonna come and meet you down here?
Striking a dramatic pose and raising his middle finger, Chaz skates off along the river in the direction of the games arena.
Oh, great.
Strands hits the ice and takes off after him. Meanwhile, Jimmy lowers himself onto his back and pokes his head underneath the cubicle door as a little boy is washing his hands.
Oh, hey! Hey there! Wait, what are you doing? Oh, no, 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 wait, wait, it's okay. No,
stranger
no, 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 no,
danger.
Wait, wait, it's okay.
Stranger
it's okay.
Danger!
No, no, please!
Running out of the gents, the boy knocks over a bin, causing a toilet roll to unravel itself towards Jimmy's head. Noticing the key to the handcuffs resting at the other end of the paper, Jimmy begins pulling it towards him with his ear. On the river, Chaz looks over his shoulder to see Strands gaining on him.
Let's do it, Chaz!
All right, Strands. Time for a little Chaz-dazzle.
Throwing himself onto the ice, Chaz ducks underneath a horizontal pipe, then looks back to see Strands limbo under it.
Oh, beautiful!
Coming, Chaz.
With the key still out of reach, Jimmy sticks out his tongue and begins reeling in the toilet paper, cigarette butts, used plasters and all. Jimmy and Strands are weaving between children playing ice hockey. As they come to a road, the high-speed chase is slowed to a crawl, with both men barely able to totter across the concrete in their skates. Entering the arena, they find the smooth marble floor of the foyer even more of a hindrance. Grabbing hold of a metal handrail and dragging himself up a small set of steps, his legs flailing underneath him, Chaz holds out his hand to an innocent bystander.
Give me your hand. I won't hurt you.
Coming for you, Chaz!
Damn it, Strand.
Have you seen Jimmy? I can't find him anywhere.
Why, he was here a minute ago, and if you find him, would you tell him to get his ass down here?
Jimmy continues to chew paper. Chaz is being pulled along by a mobility scooter.
I really appreciate this, Justin. That man who was chasing us trying to kill me, so thanks.
Letting go, he steps onto an escalator, only for his blades to get caught in the grooves in the steps. Strands is right behind him. As they're forced to wait till they reach the top, Chaz notices Strands' grey sequined suit with a presidential seal on the back.
Hey, who are you supposed to be anyway? Rod Serling?
JFK. It's gonna make sense.
No, it'll be fine. Yeah.
It's lame.
They reach the next floor, and the chase continues.
Gotta get through that!
Chaz wields a ski from a shop display, and Strands grabs a woman, using her as a human shield.
Don't make me kill her.
Tossing the woman aside, Strands picks up a crossbow and fires it at Chaz, but misses and hits the game's mascot in the head.
Snowflake!
They look each other in the eye. Then Strands continues his pursuit, leaving Snowflake lying still on the floor. Running outside, Chaz stumbles on the snow-covered steps and falls flat on his face. As he gets back to his feet, Strands emerges from the building and is just about to fire his crossbow when Chaz throws himself into the river. As Strands looks over the side to see a hole in the ice, Chaz's hairbrush floats to the surface. Meanwhile, Jimmy picks up the key with his mouth.
From the United States, the pair's team of Strantz and Fairchild von Waldenberg.
So the favorites, Strantz and Fairchild von Waldenberg, now taking the ice.
As Marilyn Monroe and JFK, they'll be dramatizing a forbidden romance, Jim.
I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Violiner.
Suddenly, a skate breaks through the river ice from underneath, and Chaz emerges from the water. Jimmy's making his way to the rink.
Calling for preparation on ice of the United States team of Michaels and McElroy.
Well, that was an interesting take on American history.
Indeed. I think it's worth noting the fantastic attention to detail this pair has demonstrated. An absolutely seamless use of props integrated into choreography that is both physically impressive and artistically moving. A rare ballet of ice and history. And those scores keep Strantz and Fairchild in first place, but Michaels and McElroy are up next.
Coach! Coach! Can't make it in time. Where's Chaz? Where the hell you been?
Your partner's not here in 30 seconds. I have to disqualify.
I know. We're finished. Done. That's it. It's over. Damn it. Just like that.
Coach, he'll be here.
Jimmy makes his way to the center of the ice.
Jimmy McElroy stands alone at center ice, and you have to wonder what is going on.
Well, this is Rice without Montana, Ali without Frazier, Han Solo without Chewbacca.
Jimmy!
Chaz enters behind the crowd.
Hey, Jimmy! Jimmy!
Chaz!
Hey! Hey, I didn't sleep with Katie!
I know!
We didn't even get to second base! Well, maybe I did. What I felt in my pants was weird and shameful.
Okay, we can discuss that later. You kind of have to be down here right now. We're going to be disqualified.
Katie is not a whore.
Okay, I get it. Just stop talking.
Okay.
Stay
okay. Hold on.
10 seconds to disqualification.
Chaz rips out his jock strap, throwing it over a wire connecting the back wall to the scenery at the edge of the ice. He slides down it, kicking audience members in the head as he goes, before slamming into the game's logo.
Wow, a dramatic entrance for Chaz Michael Michaels.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Looking down at his clothes, Chaz rips off his outer layer to reveal his outfit for the big performance.
And there's another unique Michael skill. Out of his clothes in a hurry when he has to.
And women's skating champion Sasha Cohen catches Michael's jockstrap.
Chaz joins Jimmy on the ice.
I made it.
I knew you would.
Let's capture the dream.
Capture the... I love it. Where'd you come up with that?
I have no idea where I came up with it.
Cool. Let's kick some ice. Okay.
They clash fists, then move to opposite sides of the ice.
It's got the boys seem to be using a science fiction theme tonight. Fitting, considering these two men may very well be the future of the sport.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jim. It's like these two men did beam in from outer space to flip this sport inside out. Flash.
The front of their robotic suits light up.
The lights are on and so is this crowd. Look at our Mr. Roboto to start the routine. Flash. And they hit it beautifully.
Everything they do is drenched in drama.
They clash blades.
Side by side, skate clashes.
Chaz turns Jimmy upside down, and they begin to do cartwheels with sparks flying from their skates.
And more sparks! Look at the athleticism here! No other pair in the world could do this!
Fireworks display in Montreal.
Incredible!
Chaz pulls Jimmy in front of him.
What are you doing?
We're freestyling. You're the steak, I'm the sizzle.
We didn't practice that.
Hey, dude, for Katie. Burn up the ice with the red hot love.
They begin to freestyle, with Jimmy thrusting his hips and wagging his tongue. Sitting in the crowd, Katie likes what she sees.
Michaels and McElroy turn up the thermostat.
These guys put the bone in Zamboni.
It's over. All the endorsements, everything gone. Oh my God, I can't get a real job. It'll kill me.
God, I have to do everything in this family.
Ripping off her necklace, Fairchild takes one of the pearls and throws it out onto the ice, where Chaz skates over it.
Uh-oh, a serious stumble in an otherwise perfect routine.
Perfection's what they need if they want to beat Strons and Fairchild.
I think I broke my ankle.
What?
I'm gonna put some weight on it to see.
Ah! Ah! I don't know, Scott. I'm not sure interpretive dance moves are going to win these judges over.
What the hell are they doing?
Something's wrong.
I can't do the Lotus with a shattered ankle. I'm just a man, for God's sake.
We'll switch places.
I swear to God, if you cut my head off.
They're going for the Iron Lotus in reverse.
God, this is happening all over again.
Chaz looks anxious.
They're picking up speed for something spectacular. Looks like they might be trying something I have never seen done. It is the fabled Iron Lotus.
No, don't do it. I was wrong. It's suicide.
Spinning Chaz by his ankles, Jimmy picks up speed and releases him into the air. As Chaz somersaults in slow motion, Jimmy leaps into a spin, bringing the crowd to the edge of their seats. With Chaz hanging above him, Jimmy swings his foot around, his blade slicing off two whiskers growing out of Chaz's neck. Then, as Chaz begins to fall, Jimmy grabs hold of his wrist and ankle, catching him before he hits the ice.
Michaels and McElroy have brought the legend to life.
Scott, I seem to have wet my pants.
Yes, we did it. Did we win?
I don't know.
I think I see the Virgin Mary. That's not her.
Jimmy helps Chaz off the ice, where a paramedic, one of the women from the sex addiction meeting, attends to his ankle.
Oh, I don't want to die.
You okay?
I'm okay.
I'm going to have to cut your pants off.
But start up near the crotch. That's a better access point.
Jimmy's making his way through the crowd when he spots Katie smiling back at him. They come together.
You were incredible.
Really? Oh, I thought my landing was all bad.
She interrupts him with a kiss on the lips.
You've been practicing.
Just taught me some stuff.
Katie brushes aside her concern and kisses him again. Mounties move in on Strands. Snowflake steps forward and fingers him.
Strand Van Waldenberg, you're under arrest for the desecration of an international icon.
Snowflake? It was her idea. She broke his ankle.
What? You idiot!
I hate you.
After slapping each other in the face, Strands and Fairchild lock lips.
Oh, no, let's get over here.
And that's why I was a sex addict, because no one ever loved me. But I learned something here today, that ice, it doesn't belong here. It belongs out there, out on the ice, in an ice rink. I never had a father, okay? But I don't care, because now I've got a brother. This is my brother! This is my brother's new girlfriend! Oh, and she is not a whore! A lot of pain, I feel like I'm gonna barf!
Chess, we gotta get you to the hospital.
What?
Come on.
I miss the smell of sweet gold. Not on your life.
Standing atop the winner's podium with Strands and Fairchild handcuffed and surrounded by Mounties by their side, Jimmy and Chaz bow to receive their gold medals.
Jimmy, you did it! The gold medal, baby, you did it! I want to wear the gold medal, naked.
Jimmy! Thank you.
Coach looks on proudly.
Hey, I've got something I want to show you. I had it done last weekend.
A tattoo.
That's you. The wolf that runs with the lone wolf, so that the lone wolf never has to be alone again. That's how much you mean to me, bro.
You were drunk when you got it, weren't you?
Yes, absolutely am I. Welcome to the pack.
Thanks.
Let's get out of here.
Now?
As Chaz raises one arm into the air and a puzzled Jimmy follows suit, sparks erupt from their skates, lifting them both off their feet. A hole appears in the roof of the arena, and together, the two champions fly through, rising amongst the clouds. Chaz punches the air, sending a fireball shooting across the sky, and it explodes, leaving a starry outline in the shape of a man raising another over his head by his groin.
We did it, Hector.
Boom, we sure did. Thank you, Hector. He did it for us.
Where is Hector? Here I am, guys. We did it, high fives. Cool. Way to go, guys, gold medal. You guys are the best. Hey, Jimmy, you Hector? Give me a time out here with Jazz.
Yeah, sure. Are you crying?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, I'll go over here. Sandwich.
Hey, Jeff?
What is it? Boom.
I just want to say, you guys are partners now. I've been friends with him forever, and you take good care of him.
I will. Boom.
He loves food, and he likes dreams, and whispers, and his favorite movie is Short Circuit and Fried Green Tomatoes. And just watch over him, all right?
I will. Boom. You have my word. High five.
God bless you. Sweet. Jimmy, you can come back.
What are you guys were talking about?
Just stuff, you know. Hey, guys, you're amazing. I just want to say, keep dreaming, because there's a lot of dreams to be had. USA.